We campaign around major global sporting events to protect children and vulnerable people from abuse, exploitation and trafficking. And we run it during sporting events for two reasons. One is because where there is an influx of hundreds and thousands of people, unfortunately, the traffickers and exploiters will take advantage of that. And secondly, because it provides a platform to raise awareness and equip people with mechanisms to report a crime, as well as addressing, you know, the demand all around the world. The latest figures from the International Labour Organization are that it is a $99 billion illegal business worldwide, that there are 24.9 million people that are trapped in modern-day slavery, or, you know, human trafficking, exploitation around the world, and 71% of victims of human trafficking are, you know, worldwide are female. And another one is that 59% of human trafficking is for the purpose of sexual exploitation as opposed to labour. Because I think often we think, oh, it's not in my backyard, but it really is. It's all over the world. It's a global problem. And, of course, it's fueled through the internet. A very good friend of mine in America, you know, we've just run the campaign during the Super Bowl in Atlanta. And a very good, we partnered with a very good friend of mine who's who runs an organization called SOAP. And I think her testimony actually explains how anybody is vulnerable to it. They usually target sort of the, you know, younger girls and boys, but mainly girls, around the age of about 14 and 15. And she was at high school, and she came from a loving family. She was the only daughter, so they were quite strict with her, you know, and sort of said, don't ever, whatever you do, don't go back to a strange boy's house, da-da-da. Anyway, at high school, there was this much older boy who suddenly started to show a lot of interest in her. And one day he asked her out, and she thought, well, there's no harm. He goes to, you know, I know him, da-da-da. So she went out with him. And he invited her back to his house, and she went because she thought, well, I know him. And he drugged her and raped her. And the next, he dropped her back home. Of course, she felt so ashamed and so afraid to say anything to her parents. And, of course, she was drugged. So it's that, you know, sensation of did what happened really happen? Anyway, the next day at school, he approached her with a brown envelope and said, pictures were taken of us, and if you don't work for us, we'll publish these pictures and we'll show them to your parents and totally disgrace you and ruin your life. So there she is, a vulnerable 14-year-old. She said for 2 years, I don't know how she used to escape from her house at night. But she, you know, sometimes these very big American houses, she was probably one side of the house and they were the other. And she used to escape at night and have to sleep with sort of 4 to 5 men a night. And eventually, and of course they give them drugs as well, which is most of them end up dead. And she was only rescued because a housekeeper in the hotel found her and called the police. Of course, she got away. And I think that story just highlights to you how easy it is. The signs we can all look out for. I mean, I think when we talk about children, we talk about under the age of 18. They may suddenly become very withdrawn, tired, easily agitated or afraid. You know, you might see they might be unsure of where they are, you know, or unable to explain injuries or possessions. That's a good one. You know, they might be deteriorating because of drugs. They might suddenly have really strange markings on their bodies and bruises, although they probably try and hide those. And then I think, you know, unexplained hotel use. And you might suddenly see someone that's accompanied by a much older boyfriend or companion. They're so clearly not related or together, and usually the trafficker will dominate that child, not let her or him speak. And also they can dress them up to look older than they are. what happens is they're drawn in, and usually a lie is told. You know, oh, you're going to do some modelling for me, especially with social media, and it's all so much on the way you look, and success is becoming a celebrity, you know. And now to become a celebrity, it's, you know, necessarily, it's not necessarily for a talent or anything. It's anyway. So I think, you know, that, you know, they could be saying they're scouting for models for hair or hands or. And, yeah, I would say don't say yes until you've absolutely looked into it.
And obviously, I guess, tell your parents.
Tell your parents. Always tell your parents. You know, I think the fear is, what will my mum and dad say? Always tell your parents. If you are involved and you're listening to this and you know that that's you and you're trapped, don't let, because they'll use fear to hold you. And I just, you know, I just think, you know, this all, you know, go to your local police station, call your local police, because they will protect you. Call the child helpline. If you go to the itsapenalty.org website and you click on make a report, and this is for victims as well as members of public who think they know of something or they've seen something. And we always encourage you, if you're in doubt, still call. But if you go to that page on our website, itsapenalty.org/report, make a report, it will come up with a map of the world. And wherever you are in the world, if you put your cursor over that part of the world, it will come up with all different mechanisms by which you can report a crime. And that's as a victim as well. And also the signs to look out for.
Yeah.